Welcome to ROFM, presenting you the first episode of the Hammer and Jordan Show, starring Mark Hammer as Detective Hammer and Russell Jordan as Detective Jordan, in a series that follows the lives of detectives in a town called Soak South. Today's episode is called All Roads Lead to Soak. Transferred to Soak South was a chaotic one. Cop shop had a flurry of officers swapping documents and files as though preparing for an exodus. I decided to go straight for the top. Come in. Chief, I'm your new transfer. Detective Hammer. Well, we got a lot of loose nails to knock in around here. Boy, you ever been to Soak before?
Can't say I have. Might have seen a postcard once.
This is no holiday spot. In fact, I have just the reservation for you. You'll find your desk around the corner with window view.
I'm liking the service already. When do I get my assignment?
Hold on, hotshot. You'll get a chance soon. First, a partner might be in order, then we'll talk turkey.
I re-emerged in the office and looked for my seat. Chief has to be kidding. I don't work with partners. Not after last time.
Days are over, Rico. Drop the gun.
Okay, have it your way. I give up.
As Rico went to lower his gun, it looked as though he were about to finally surrender. I was closing in now, just one street away. Then it happened. A shot rang out. I ran like I had never run before. It's at times like this when I wish I'd kept my gym membership. When I got there, it was too late. Frank was lying face down in his own pool of blood, and Rico had gone with the wind.
Thanks for tuning in to the Hammer and Jordan Show. We'll be back soon. This is ROFM, bringing you the Hammer and Jordan Show Welcome back to The Detective Who Hits the Nail on the Head. He was dead. To think he had only 2 years left on the force. It was all my fault. I didn't get there in time, and his blood was on my hands. The cavalry had arrived with a wailing crescendo, and I stood there motionless, staring at what used to be my partner. I was the one who would have to break the news to his wife. Just picturing the look on her face made me sick. It had all happened so fast. I sat down at my empty desk. The sun shone brightly that day, as though the heavens were casting an eye over the sorry patch of land. Where can a man get a cup of coffee around here?
If a man says please, then he might get one.
You sound like my mother. Got a name?
Detective Jordan, Vice Squad.
Well, Detective, do you know the last whereabouts of a cup of coffee?
I'll jump on the case right away.
You're a real joker, Jordan. The truth was, I needed a cup of coffee before the morning rush. Had to be alert and ready for anything the day might throw at me.
I see you made yourself at home. I think it's about time I introduced you to your partner.
I work alone, Chief. No partners.
This is my precinct, Detective. You'll do as I say. Now I see you two have already met. Yes, it's time to say the vows and make it official. I now pronounce you detective and detective.
I ain't kissing the bride.
Well, enjoy the honeymoon then. I'm putting you on a simple case. Think of it as a dry run before the real deal. What sort of case? Robbery at a pawnbroker called Sam's Pawn on Cannington Avenue. Suspect was seen limping after the owner had discharged a firearm. Should be a walk in the park. Piece of cake, right, Mark?
Roy.
So how do you end up in Soak South?
It's a long story, Detective. You could say it began.
Calling all cars. Calling all units. Robbery in progress at Union Bank on Walter Avenue. Advised to proceed with extreme caution. Suspects are armed.
Copy that. This is Squad Car 2. We're on it. Buckle up, sunshine. We got a whole ass.
Whatever happened to a walk in the park?
We gotta take a shortcut.
Why don't you give me some goddamn warning next time?
Put a dress on, Detective. Life doesn't come with warnings.
Looks like they're still inside. Have them seal off the area. Don't want anyone coming in or out.
Come out with your hands up. You are surrounded. No one needs to get hurt.
I don't think they want to play ball.
I won't either. I'm going in.
You're crazy, Hammer.
Stay out of my way, Jordan. This calls for a special touch.
Keep your head down and don't move.
A DU2. My finger's getting real itchy. So is mine. Son of a... Stay back, or I'll blow her away. Put her down, and I promise not to shoot. What guarantee do I have? I don't negotiate.
So what happened to the hostage?
She got out okay, I think.
Who the hell are you? Have you got all your screws loose?
No, I just hammer them in. And that's detective to you. You know what, Jordan? You were right.
Right about what, Hammer?
It is a walk in the park. Are we far away from Sam's? We'll be there soon. Just one more block. So this is Sam's pawn.
I've seen worse.
I hear he has quite the history.
Nice place. Lots of used goods here. Can't see Sam, though.
Something doesn't feel right. It's too quiet.
He's probably just indisposed.
I would say he's a bit more than indisposed. You could say he's just decomposing.
Oh my god, we gotta find out who did this.
The body is still warm. The perp couldn't have gone far. It was just like the old days with Frank. Deja vu.
We should split up and check different streets.
No, let's stick together on this one. It might be a setup.
Whatever you say, Hammer.
Keep a hand on your Sam Brown. This could get hairy.
Do we at least have a clue who the killer is?
Keep your eyes peeled for anyone with a piece. Knew it wouldn't take long for you to appear. Drop the gun.
I ain't going down that easy, copper.
I was hoping you would say that. Alright. I give up. You win, pigs. Hook 'em and book 'em, Jordan.
Those were some fancy moves.
Just another day fighting crime in the city.
It's a town, Hammer.
I knew that. Was just testing you.
Well, I can't say I was expecting you to do all of that in one day. Hammer, was it necessary to kill those robbers in cold blood? All in a day's work, Chief.
I don't bargain.
Press is gonna have a field day with this. Straighten yourself out, Hammer. And don't let this happen again, or I'll kick you into next week. Is that clear?
As crystal.
Think the Chief seems to have taken a shine into you.
And there I was thinking the only thing that shined was my Colt 45.
I think I'm just about ready to call it a day.
You betcha.
Just the men I need for the job. I'm giving you another case to make up for that botched robbery. Ah, shucks, Chief. Where to now? This one is priority. Involves the disappearance of a man named Josh Stone.
What line of work did this Stone character do?
Something to do with a new development being built not far from Soak South. Mr. Rathmore will be available to answer any questions you may have.
Sounds like a big operation. Could be some powerful suits at the top.
Don't mess this up, Hammer. I got my eyes on you, boy.
I'm flattered, Chief.
Well, what are you two still doing here?
Back to square one.
How do you figure?
This has all the makings of a desk job.
If you say so.
That's all I need now.
The glass is always half empty with you, isn't it, Hammer?
What do you suggest I fill the other half with?
Water.
I don't get it.
Do they ever service these cars?
Occasionally, when Bob can be bothered.
You mean there's only one fella looking after the motor pool?
He's real swell, Detective.
Hopefully he knows what a spanner is. I've never seen a more badly maintained engine in all my years on the force.
Even the best make mistakes.
I suppose you're right. Now if I adjust this... Let's see if she'll go, partner. Eureka. This place is really something else.
You're telling me.
So where's the big cheese around here?
Guess we gotta go straight to the top.
Right.
Mr. Rathmore will see you now. Please come in, gentlemen, and take a seat.
How may I be of service?
I'm Detective Hammer from Soak South Police Department, and this is my colleague, Detective Jordan. We are investigating the disappearance of one, Josh Stone, whom I believe was in your employment.
Yes, indeed. A rather unfortunate occurrence. I can only tell you what I know, detectives.
That would be greatly appreciated, Mr. Rathmore.
Before I continue, would you gentlemen care for a drink?
Why not? Thanks, Rathmore.
No problem. Now, where do I begin? I believe what was a routine inspection of one of our sites turned up a concern that he, of course, immediately made us aware of.
What was the concern?
Ah, yes. A delicate matter that is under internal review.
As part of our investigation, we will need to inspect the site.
I am afraid that is out of the question, Detective.
May I ask why?
Our engineers are still in the process of surveying the area and cannot be disturbed. Once they have completed their task, I will personally accompany you to the site.
With respect, Mr. Rathmore, this can't wait, as evidence must be bagged and tagged while it's fresh.
I understand your concern and respectfully ask that you wait until the survey is complete.
We'll get a warrant.
Do that, Detective. Now, I must excuse you, gentlemen, as I have some rather pressing matters to attend to.
Thanks for your time, Mr. Rathmore.
Mr. Snow.
Yes, sir.
Please make sure that those gentlemen do not return unscathed. As you wish, Mr. Rathmore.
He's holding out on us.
Got a theory?
Putting one together as we speak. Let's talk to Chief about that warrant. God damn!
Someone's trying to ram us. It's a Chevy Impala, license plate, Romeo Alpha.
I should have known that something was wrong when Mr. Rathmore stalled us on the site. Never knew it would come to this.
Tune in next time for another episode of The Hammer and Jordan Show, only on ROFM.